Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number two. That means we welcome in Ross Tucker for Tucker's Tape. Ross, 4-0 after a win against Villanova Saturday night. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jim. I'm excited for my game Saturday, which is University of Buffalo and Western Michigan on CBS Sports Network. And then I love when Penn State does not play at the same time as my game, because that means on my drive back, as I'll be driving through Mansfield and Williamsport and Lewisburg and heading back down, I actually won't be that far from Penn State. I'll get a chance to listen to Steve Jones and Jack Ham and then watch the second half live. So I like when I can be a fan and just get a chance to watch the games and listen.
That's great, Ross. Well, before we get into that upcoming game with Indiana, let's take one more look at Villanova last week. I want to get your takeaways, but the biggest question everyone seems to be having is with the running game. Is there something wrong with it? How come they're not just running all over an FCS team like Villanova?
Good questions. And I kind of anticipated that, Jim, and I was curious myself. So there's really, just so the listeners know, there's only three different ways I can watch Penn State football, okay? I can watch the television copy live. I can watch the BTN in 60. If I can't watch it live, I usually do BTN in 60 because it saves me some time. And then lastly, which I decided to do this week, I have access to the coaching tape, the coaching copy. And this week I went through and I watched the end zone copy of every single offensive snap against Villanova because, Jim, I wanted to know the answer. I wanted to know what's going on with the run game. And I'll tell you a couple of things. First of all, I think Villanova deserves some credit. They run a unique scheme. It's called a 3-3 stack. You don't see it very often. And it enables them to have a lot of speed on the field and to have extra defenders come from a lot of different places. And so I think part of Penn State's issues were that I think Villanova is better than people think, number one, but also they have a really creative scheme. And clearly, Villanova decided we're not going to let them run over us. We are going to take our chances that the quarterback has a bad game and misses some of these deep throws, and we're going to stop the run. And that they really had often seven guys down when Penn State had six blockers. They had eight guys down. And clearly that's what happened, obviously, with Penn State making those big plays. It's interesting because it kind of makes sense, right? Like, if you just let them run all over you, you're going to lose the game. But if you stop the run, well, maybe you get some pressure on the quarterback. Maybe the receivers drop it. Maybe Clifford has a bad day and misses some of those deep throws, and that gives you a chance. So Villanova deserves some credit for their scheme. The other three things I really noticed is they all are kind of related. I thought it was a pretty bad game blocking for the tight ends. There were a number of times where it was the tight end's fault. It was the tight end's guy that made the play for the tackle. And I like Penn State's tight ends. I like Brenton Strange and Theo Johnson, and I like Tyler Warren. Tyler Warren, I think, is the most physical of those three. But it wasn't a great game for those guys. They all probably had at least two plays where it was kind of their fault. They weren't able to get the backside cut off. They weren't able to get the split zone block on the backside defender. So, you know, it was a lot of tight end. It was a lot of tight end, which doesn't make it any better or worse, just, you know, sort of needs to be noted. Then, you know, they chased a lot of things down from the backside, Jim. And a lot of times, those guys are not blocked. The way you block them is three things. Either the running back hits it hard enough, fast and hard enough that they can't chase it down from the backside, or the quarterback pulls the ball and runs it around the edge when they're coming so hard on the backside like that. Or you throw a bubble screen away from it because you're going to usually have the numbers there, which, by the way, is what Penn State did often, and they do sometimes. You know, to be able to go ahead and make those throws that Clifford does, a lot of times it's a box count. He's reading the number of guys that are in the box, and if he sees that they got more guys than Penn State does, or it looks like they're going to be chasing it down from the backside, he'll just throw that ball out right away to Dotson or Washington or Lambert Smith or whoever on, you can call that either a bubble screen or a look pass, but he throws it right out to the guy and the receiver blocks for his buddy. And that's been a successful play for Penn State and something, frankly, they should do a lot. And they did do a decent amount of times in this game. Honestly, they maybe should have even done it more because they were able to chase down runs from the backside several times. And I thought Clifford did not do a great job of deciding when to give the ball to the running back and when to pull it. Now, I'm not there. I'm not a coach. I don't know what he's told. And I don't know how many of those are call it and run it versus how many of those are, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to, you know, just pull the ball and run it myself, right? So call it and run it is you just do it. Other ones, you're actually reading it. Impossible for us to say, but if he was reading it, he did not do a very good job of reading it because there were times I thought he should pull the ball and he didn't, and times he pulled the ball when I thought he should have given it. So those are all factors. And then the offensive line took turns. I think I saw Rashid Walker. It was his guy one time, Eric Wilson one time, Miranda one time, and Caden Wallace one time. I don't think I ever saw it being Juice Scruggs' guy or reason why the run play got stuffed. I think Scruggs was good there. But that's often what happened. So it was give Nova credit. It was a lot of the tight end, unfortunately. It was a lot of chasing down the backside, which is a combination of things. It was Clifford not making the right read, if he was making a read a couple times. And then each O-lineman other than Scruggs kind of took a turn making a mistake. And I guess the last thing I would say, Jim, is I was not overly impressed by the running backs. You know, a really good running back will make the first guy miss or break a tackle or make up for a guy making a mistake, make up for a guy like that. Penn State's running backs didn't. I think Lovett had one nice run, but I was not impressed by Penn State's running backs in this game at all. I mean, they did not do a very good job of maximizing the yardage or making plays.
It's funny because going into the season, running back was one position that we were all so confident in. Also do want to point out, you mentioned the tight ends. James Franklin also mentioned the tight ends as being an issue in the running game. So that's consistent. Okay,
Ross. I didn't know he did, but that was the first thing I wrote down. It was very clear that the tight ends struggled.
Well, he was very quick to point out the tight ends in his press conference. It surprised me a little bit. So what you're saying is very consistent with, obviously, what James Franklin thought also. All right, it's time to look forward a little bit. Let's talk about Indiana Saturday night. One of the things Penn State fans are all talking about, again, the game from last year with Indiana. Do the players and coaches care? Is it motivation what happened last year against Indiana?
Yes. They will say publicly it's not. It's not revenge. It's just another game. All that stuff. But I think they felt like they got a raw deal last year. I think they felt like they got, you know, they let one go. And I think they want to make amends for it. So absolutely they want to get those guys back for beating them last year. It would be weird if they didn't, you know? So absolutely, I think what happened last year is a factor.
What are your thoughts on Indiana? It feels like they're a different team from last year, even though I think I read they're returning like 17 starters from last year's team.
Well, I think they have a good team. It's a little bit weird to me that, you know, they played as poorly. You know, the Iowa game was weird. You know, they had two pick sixes or at least defensive touchdowns by Riley Moss, the corner. That doesn't happen very often. That changes the whole complexion of the game. And then Cincinnati, they were right there with. And Cincinnati's top 10, right? I mean, Cincinnati's a really good team. So, and they were right there with them. So I do not think this is going to be a walk in the park by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, Freifogel is a receiver who's killed Penn State over the years. Hendershot, the tight end, has killed Penn State over the years. They still have some solid guys on defense. Carr, running back, is pretty good. It doesn't seem to me like Penix is playing quite as well as he did last year. Michael Penix Jr., and I think that's a factor. He's coming off that injury, and, you know, Penn State needs to get after him early. Lucada, Ebikadi, like, they need to get after him early. You cannot let him get into a rhythm. He's a rhythm player.
All right, real quick. It's a 12.5-point spread currently, but based on DraftKings, what's your prediction for a score?
I think Penn State wins. 27-17, something like that. I like the way the defense is playing right now. 27-17 Penn State.
All right, got it. That's it for quarter number two. Stick around. Quarter number three, we take your questions and we ask Ross. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.